Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ron Brown. And he sells gold and silver, and he does help Radio Liberty. Ron, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan.
Well, this has certainly been an exciting week, hasn't it?
It sure has.
And it's only Tuesday.
That's right. And things are really getting crazy over the last two, three, 4 weeks. So,
well, I think, you know, I thought we had Bob Chapman on yesterday, and of course he was explaining that probably the price of gold was going to drop this week because the options are expiring on Thursday. And certainly they always have to drop the price before the options close, or a lot of people are going to make a lot of money and the system's rigged. Why the people who are going to make, going to lose money, simply rig it so that they don't lose as much, or so that they actually don't lose anything at all. And so basically we would have anticipated that price would, of gold and silver would drop today and probably tomorrow and probably on Thursday, and then probably the first of the week it'd start resuming its climb. What do you think?
Well, the big boys who've controlled gold and silver for 30, 40, 50 years are slowly losing their ability to do that, but there's just so many big players around the globe ready to jump on any dip, and they basically counter any attempt by the bankers to manipulate the price. Give you an example. I think one development in the last month or so that's going to really change the environment is China is now becoming an active exchange for trading gold and silver. So that gives you a third exchange for price of gold and silver. And for the last 50 years, the COMEX and the London Metal Exchange have basically had a monopoly. And, of course, that is dominated by the Western bankers. So they could basically attack and ambush the price anytime they wanted to, drive the price down, as we've witnessed over the last, 30 years. But now what's going to happen is you have this big exchange coming out of China, and you ambush the price on the London and the New York market and drive it down artificially. What you'll see is the speculators step forward to arbitrage the market. They'll simply buy the gold or the silver on the London and New York exchanges and simply sell it on the exchange, on the Hong Kong exchange at a higher price. And that's what forces the price of all commodities. It keeps it pretty well stable around the globe, because if one market ever gets out of whack with the other one, there's too many arbitrators ready to step in and take advantage of it.
But, of course, in the past, we've had London and certainly had the American Exchange, and then, of course, Dubai, and they've all been working in cahoots together to fleece the public. But I think the fact that China's come in is a very significant thing, because China's buying gold. A lot of countries are buying, the central banks are buying gold for the first time in many years, because they realize the whole monetary system is beginning to break down and they don't want to be caught with no security behind their currency. Well, we have no idea how much gold the United States has, because they simply lie about everything. I mean, they consistently lie to the American people. They lied certainly about so many things having to do with why we're at war, certainly in Afghanistan. It's certainly not Al-Qaeda. There's only 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda over there in Afghanistan, and yet we have almost a quarter of a million people with the NATO troops and the contractors, in addition to our regular troops. They lied for the reasons we went into Iraq. And, of course, they're lying to the American people, certainly about the fact that the stock market is not manipulated. Of course it's manipulated, and anybody who doesn't think it is has to be incredibly naive. We'll be back in a moment with Ron Brown. Well, Ron, certainly, did you get much reaction when, of course, gold was going up frantically yesterday? And then what happened today when gold was falling almost $75?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Froze the assets of Iran here in the United States. In other words, they had legitimately deposited their money in our banks, and we simply stole their money from them. They tied it up, and we wouldn't give it back to them. And now, of course, so we did the same thing with Libya. They had a lot of gold. We confiscated their gold. They had a lot of money on deposit. We stole their money. We financed the rebels who created the revolution over there. And this whole thing, at least part of the whole thing in Iran, was in Libya, has simply been to steal the money from them. And, of course, more and more people are saying, well, if we put our money in American banks, they can simply confiscate it. We better get our money out of American banks. And now Hugo Chavez is asking for the gold that's deposited in the United States, I think in London. It's deposited in several areas. But Hugo Chavez has a great deal of gold and a great deal of money deposited in banks here in the Western world. Pick up the story there, Ron.
Yeah, they have called all their money out of the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, the cash, so they've withdrawn $3.5 billion. They're going to redeposit that in the banks of China, Russia, and Brazil, I believe. And then I think it's about $11 billion worth of gold they're pulling out of England, and there's a bunch out of the U.S. too. So, one, that could be a reaction to what they're doing in Libya. In other words, it's just a follow-through that people are getting fearful of holding the money in our banks because they're afraid it'll be confiscated. So this is just another step. And, of course, the big question, when they pull that much try to pull that much gold out of England and the U.S., the question is that gold available? Because we know that banks use fractional reserve banking and that they've leased out much of that gold that's been in, on their deposits, so no one knows exactly how much they have to deliver. And if they do deliver it, you can probably see another 10 hands raise up and say, me too. So we could be seeing the panic out of paper gold and people trying to get it in their own hands. So I think before this is over with, people are going to realize that paper gold is nothing but paper. The only gold you can trust or the only silver you can trust is what you have in your little hand. So I think you're about to see the panic, accelerating panic out of all paper, you know, including paper gold. So things are going to start happening very, very quickly. And as we're seeing, that's what, exactly what's happening in the markets already.
Well, you know, the thing is, another very interesting point is the fact that so the question is, why is the American government financing the rebels? Why are we bombing and killing people over in Libya? Why are we participating in that civil war over there? Well, because we say Gaddafi's a terrible guy. He may very well be, but we installed him 30 years ago. People don't remember that, but we've installed him and kept him in power. And certainly on this whole thing about the Lockerbie bombing, the Pan Am 103, you know, and supposedly this wicked Libyan, he goes, oh, he's supposedly bombed the plane and he's tried and convicted, sent to prison. He's not executed. He kills 261 people. He's not executed. He's in prison for 7 years. He suddenly developed prostatic carcinoma. He's only got a few weeks to live. He is released by the Scottish government so he can go home and die in peace. Only doesn't die. He keeps getting healthier and healthier. And 2 years after this man, who supposedly killed 261 people, was released, why he's healthier than ever. Now, why in heaven's name would Scotland do that? Because everybody knew it was a scam. Everybody knew it. The story, the cover story they used here in the United States was simply a cover to show off CIA involvement in bringing down that plane. That's a whole different story. But, of course, Gaddafi went right along with this. Gaddafi certainly was working closely with the West until recently when, of course, he wanted to form his own gold-backed dinar. He wanted to form his own gold-backed currency. We couldn't allow that. He didn't want to get involved with this North African organization, AFRICOM, or whatever they called it, something of the sort. We want, of course, to organize all the countries of the world into blocks where they lose their sovereignty. And Gaddafi didn't want to go along with that, and that spelled his doom. When you get orders from Washington, D.C., it's like getting orders from a mafia. It's an offer you can't refuse, and if you don't go along with it, they're going to kill you, or at least have a revolution. If you doubt this sort of thing goes on, you need to read the book Confessions of Economic Hitman by John Perkins. We carry that, and we have a four-tape set of my interviews with John, Economic Hitman. And he was simply worked for the NSA and tells how he was sent around the world to compromise leaders, and if they didn't go along with it, why, then they sent in the jackals, either to create a war, a revolution, or to kill world leaders. Confessions of an Economic Hitman must be true because the State Department on their website had page after page after page saying it was a lie. Why would they spend so much time trying to defame John Perkins, who had worked for the NSA, worked at the highest levels of government? Why? Well, of course, they couldn't very well triumph, or, you know, it would tend to vindicate what he was saying. Anybody who tells the truth who's worked for government, they're going to get. Well, I think John Perkins is very lucky to be alive. But Confessions of an Economic Hitman sold millions of copies throughout the world, translated in I don't know how many languages. We carry the book. We think it's important. The four-tape set is important. But poor old Omar Gaddafi thought that he could stand up to the United States. Well, we sure going to teach him a lesson, as well as all those people we've killed over there with your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen. Think of the screams of the wounded and the dying who've been killed with your tax money, and men and women do become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. We are at war. We back this war in Libya. We back the overthrow of Mubarak and Egypt. We backed the overthrow of the government in Tunisia. We backed the overthrow of the government in Turkey. We are bombing Pakistan. We're bombing Yemen. We're working behind the scenes as far as Lebanon and bringing the radicals to power in Lebanon. The whole of the Middle East and the Near East is certainly quaking, and of course, what's going to happen when it all dust settles? The Muslim Brotherhood's going to take over this whole area. How do I know? Why? Because Hillary Clinton's the deputy assistant, closest advisor on Middle Eastern affairs, is a Muslim. She's married to Congressman Wiener, who got fame by sending half-naked pictures of himself to attract women throughout the world. But this Muslim woman, who is essentially the deputy assistant to the Secretary of State, her mother is a member of the Muslim Sisterhood. Her brother is associated with the Islamic Jihad. Why would this woman be given a security clearance to advise the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton? Well, we got real problems, but let's get back to what's going on financially, Ron. Certainly, what are your thoughts is going to happen? Certainly, I think they're going to end up with all of Gaddafi's oil. They're going to end up with his gold. They're going to end up with his money. And poor old Gaddafi will be lucky to escape with his life. He probably won't. Go right ahead.
Well, the bigger picture, though, is as they do these desperate types of things and attack, you're waking up people all around the world. And as John Williams pointed out, the foreigners hold over $12 trillion of our currency and our debt. And so as you scare the people around the globe and as they see what we're doing out of desperation and what's happening to the dollar, then that's encouraging them to accelerate out of dollars. So you get $12 trillion of foreign money trying to come back to our shores, and you're going to see massive hyperinflation. So, you know, for every action, there's a reaction. And as they do ever more desperate things, you know, to try to hold this house of cards together, one, it becomes more and more obvious to even the people who aren't paying attention, so they start to wake up. And that's what's happening. The whole world is turning against us very quickly, and I really believe they're running out of rabbits. So it's going to be crazy, crazy, crazy from this point forward.
And, of course, Standard & Poor had the audacity to mark down the credit rating of the United States. What happens? Why, of course, Standard & Poor is immediately investigated by the federal government for some of the decisions it made back in 2008, some of the ratings it gave to certainly the corporations there having to do with accumulation of debt that were probably faulty. But why are they going after Moody's and Fitch, which did exactly the same thing? No, they've targeted Standard & Poor. States all across the country have hired Standard & Poor as advisors on investment. They fired them. The CEO of Standard & Poor is suddenly resigning because we're told all was planned ahead of time. Has nothing to do with that. Who's going to replace him? One of the CEOs, a chief man from Citigroup, a Rockefeller-controlled bank, just like J.P. Morgan Chase. And, of course, they're going to just take over Standard & Poor, and they will crush any organization that tells the truth. And basically what Standard & Poor says is that America's credit rating is not good. They're not going to be able to pay back their debts, and we're not going to be able to pay back our debts and bonds. There's no way in the world we could meet all of our financial obligations. Oh, we have admittedly well over $14.4 trillion in debt, but if you look at, of course, the state debt, the municipal debt, and then, of course, the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and then, of course, if you look at the debt we have, obligation for Social Security and Medicare, we got 75 million baby boomers retiring. There's no way we can possibly meet all of our financial obligations. Standard & Poor said that. As a result, a CEO is being forced to resign. They're being investigated by the federal government. They're going to crush Standard & Poor, or at least they will be a good lesson to anybody who dares to tell the American people the truth. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, our guest Ron Brown, give us a call right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Well, Ron, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think that gold and silver are probably going to bounce back at least somewhat next week?
You know, I don't know the exact day it's going to happen, but all they're doing is ambushing the market.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Things yourself. The working group on financial markets is also known as the plunge protection team. What is their objective? Their objective, well, basically, they're made up of the Fed, I think the Treasury Department, certainly the I think the first Federal Reserve Bank, the SEC, the Commodities Exchange Board, and basically their job is to keep markets stable. What they do then is they manipulate the market. If it looks like the market might fall, they go in and they start buying stocks to drive the stock market up. If the market's going up too fast, well, they go in and sell stocks. But it's all manipulation. It's not a free market. It all has to do with the perception of the individuals. The other way that they manipulate the markets is that the J.P. Morgan Chase and Hong Kong Singapore Banking Corporation, HSBC, are selling massive numbers of contracts, in other words, guarantees, to sell or to provide gold and silver to manipulate the markets. The trouble is that they don't have that the gold and silver that they're offering to sell. And, of course, the Commodities Board should cite them. I mean, the fantastic number of contracts out there so that they can control the markets and they can keep selling products that they don't have and keep driving the prices down until people on the other side are forced to sell. Well, we said one of these days, why, of course, there are going to be enough people who are actually buying and are going to say, well, we want to take delivery on our gold. We want to take our delivery on silver. And, of course, J.P. Morgan Chase and Hong Kong Singapore Banking Corporation, HSBC, don't actually have that. And if they do not have it, and the people, and we're talking about central banks, individuals, hedge funds, others, the man payment, the whole house of cards comes down because everything's built upon trust. And when, of course, the major banks begin to default, and of course, they've actually in the past been caught in the squeeze and they've actually had to pay a premium of 25% because they didn't have the silver gold they were supposed to. But what happens if they say, we don't want your money, we want the gold and silver, we don't want a 25% premium, give it to us, and the word gets out that it's all manipulated and phony? What's that going to do, Ron?
Well, it's going to collapse the whole system. And see, I think that's what this Venezuela thing is doing. If they can meet the demand and deliver the $11 billion worth of gold, I think you're going to see a lot of other countries. In fact, I think this is an orchestrated event. This is the beginning of the ambush on the Western bankers, and they're just going to try to demand delivery. If they can deliver it, then you're going to see two or three other countries come up and do the same thing. So at some point, they won't be able to deliver, and when they can't deliver, then that'll destroy all credibility in the paper and the banks. So I see this as the beginning of the end game to totally disrupt and collapse Western civilization and transfer that power over to the East.
And, of course, believe me, there are people working behind the scenes of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness who really do want to collapse this whole system. I think they want to maintain American, or at least their control of the monetary system for the time being. I think they want to hold off the collapse for a while until we're ready to have World War III, because that's when we go to war with the Muslim world, which is why we're creating right now the best enemy money could buy by suddenly toppling the existing Muslim governments and then transferring control to the Muslim Brotherhood, which, of course, like the Nazi movement, was actually created by our intelligence agencies many, many years ago. And if anybody has any question about how the West financed the Nazis all during the Second World War, American corporations from what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and I'm talking about General Motors, General Electric, Sydney IT&T, Ford, Sydney IBM, they were all over there, American banks, all financing the Nazis during the war, building the weapons for them that were used to kill the American soldiers there at D-Day, at the Battle of the Bulge. And if you need to get the documentation, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, Trading with the Enemy by Charles Higham, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Professor Anthony Sutton, they're all available from Radio Liberty. Why do we carry them? Because we want you to be able to document what we say. And if you have any question, we'll be glad to send you, without charge, a copy of a letter I found among Colonel House's papers from the American ambassador to Germany in 1936, asking why there were 100 American corporations in Germany building up the German military in 1936. Our telephone number, 1-888-24 Liberty. Give us a call.
While the storm clouds gather,
the This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
AAA24Liberty, 1-888-24-Liberty, or 464-8295. Give us a call. 1-888-24-Liberty here, and then of course here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, my number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561. You know, I've been in this business for 32 years, Dr. Stan, and I really believe my passion is to try to, in fact, I started in this business more as a patriot trying to wake up people to what's happening to our country. So I sell gold and silver to people as a way of protecting themselves, and I work with an awful lot of people who've never done it before, so I spend a lot of time trying to educate people, and that's what I love to do, so. Anyone, if they've never been into it and they're a little afraid of it, feel free to call me, and I'll spend whatever time it takes to help you understand what's going on. The other thing I'll do for people, I don't write newsletters anymore, so there's so many brilliant people out there. What I do is people who want to get on my email list, because I read dozens of things a day, when I see something I think is really important, I'll just send a few of these blogs out to people and make some comments with it. Try to help educate people and keep them abreast of what's really going on.
Well, I think it's important that people really understand what's really going on. Number one, government's lying to you. Inflation is about 10.6 to 10.8%, somewhere in there. According to John Williams, do you remember what John Williams' latest figures are on inflation?
I I think he's saying it's over 10%, isn't
it? It's over 10%. You're usually much more astute at this than I am. But basically, John Williams, independent economist, shadowstats.com, excellent website, shadowstats.com. First of all, he says that the inflation rate is much higher than the government is admitting. Why? Well, the government takes food and fuel and imports out of the way that they calculate inflation. And they do this simply because they want to deceive the American people. Secondly, of course, you can't get a proper GDP unless you know that's gross domestic product. Unless you, of course, have the right inflation. And so if they say there's only 1% or 2% inflation, then the GDP is going up. If you say we have a 10% inflation, the GDP is actually going down. It's losing value all the time. And basically, of course, then we were never out of the depression, out of the recession. They've been lying to us. And then, of course, third, why the unemployment rate is much higher than they will admit. And certainly U6 unemployment is well over 16% if you take out the birth-death ratio. Why you're talking really about well over 22%, and that is the people who are unemployed, people who are no longer drawing unemployment benefits, the people who have given up looking for work, and the underemployed. And basically, this is a pretty gloomy picture, and of course, it's not getting any better. Oh, they keep telling us it's getting better, and they're simply lying to us as they intentionally continue shipping our jobs overseas as part of this plan of taking away our high standards of living, lowering them. And as we mentioned, certainly the Trilateral Commission really controls what's going on. And there, of course, you not only find the leaders of banking and corporations, you find the leaders of organized labor as well. They're all in on it. The only people who don't understand is the average American. Well, let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Washington State. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Ron Brown, and let's go to Ron from Washington. Hi, Ron, do you have a question or comment?
Well, just one comment. By the way, my wife was a very satisfied customer of Ron Brown. He treated us extremely well. And he didn't pay me to say this either, but he was extremely good. He's an outstanding.
He would not be on my program if he weren't outstanding, believe me. Go ahead.
All right. Well, when they lowered our credit rating just a little notch, as fraudulent as our society is, I think this is maybe indicative of just how fraudulent and phony virtually every one of our institutions is. And maybe they just can't stand the truth. They hate the truth.
Well, the thing is that
now you want to shoot the messenger. If we're trying to do with Standard & Poor's, it should have been a lot lower than that.
You're absolutely right.
Look, Obama's just a serial liar.
Well,
but the media is just shills for him.
All right, but remember, Obama is simply a front for the power elite.
That doesn't absolve him.
I know. He's a sort of a pitiful character. You ought to pray for him.
With his religious right, what a fraud, a charlatan that guy is, and they're just filled with them. Rick Warren, the whole kit and caboodle of them
right
out there. Well, but I did want to ask Ron, what about some of the other metals like palladium and platinum? What about them? Are they going to go up?
That's a real good question. Platinum usually trades about 30 to even 50% higher than gold. And last week, platinum actually went beneath the price of gold. And whenever it does that, usually a lot of traders come back in and trade their gold for platinum. So platinum is starting to bounce back up. So, yeah, I think platinum would be a very, very good diversification. I certainly wouldn't start with platinum because it's not as liquid in the marketplace. It's not something you'll probably ever use for barter and trade. But it certainly is a good diversification once you have a good stash of gold and silver.
And I think that's good advice. I mean, I would have all three, primarily gold and silver, but there's nothing wrong with a little platinum and palladium. Anything else, Ron?
Well, it's just that reality is starting to set in. And our schools, they don't, to me, do a very, very good job of teaching the truth or where to find it. just one incident. I was in teacher training, and you can get on the internet, YouTube of John Wayne reciting the Pledge of Allegiance and then explaining part of it. And I said, you know, it's a little too political. And I thought, with some of the stuff they have our kids read, the filth.
Let me tell you.
Can't handle John Wayne.
Let me tell you a little story of what a lady called the other day, and very nice lady, and she was just saying that, you know, that her daughter is 14 years old, and because she goes to public school, and family can't afford to put her in a private school, a Christian school. But, of course, this mother was telling her daughter how terrible it was to watch, you know, R-rated films. And the daughter, the 14-year-old daughter, looked at her mother and said, "But mother, you're sending me to an R-rated school." And I thought, in the end, that the mother thought that her daughter was really right on. And this is true. Our schools are R-rated, and we should restrict their access to them. Anything else you wanted to say, Ron?
Well, I didn't say anything. I was kind of a. Just how stunning that statement was.
I know.
Censoring John Wayne.
I know. And John Wayne being subversive. Well, we're in real trouble.
Yeah,
anyway,
well,
God bless Ron. And you are a substitute teacher, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
If they haven't thrown me out just yet.
Yeah. All right, fine. God bless. Thanks so much for calling. Let's go to Jay, who's calling from Spokane, Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295, and Ron's called before, and he's doing a good job there, as good a job as he possibly can working in the public school system. But, ladies and gentlemen, our schools are R-rated. Our kids shouldn't be going there. Jay, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Ron mentioned some time ago, you mentioned that you were encouraged by the Restore America plan, and we're going to do some more investigation. And I'm interested to know what you found out about the Restore America plan.
They're going forward. I just don't have an awful lot of one of my good clients here in town is a member of it. And a lot of what they're doing, they can't really share it. I think they're trying to get everything organized, and they don't want to give too much publicity to it until they do. So I'm kind of at a loss to know where they exactly are.
Jay, there are people out there who really are working, trying to come up with solutions. There really are people, of course, working behind the scenes who care about America. And, of course, they are really actively working. I will tell you, I'm firmly convinced they're actively working to destroy our economic system. Why would they do that? Well, because they realize, of course, that is the hold that the wicked people have, the Brotherhood of Darkness has, over this economy. As long as they can create money out of nothing, they can buy the politicians. If they lose their ability to create money out of nothing, they're not going to be able to buy the military people. They're not going to be able to buy the media. They're not going to be able to buy the educational system and the religious leaders as they have in the past. And if the whole economic system comes down, it'll be a catastrophe of unparalleled tragedy. However, it may be the only way we're going to save America. Anything else, Jay?
Well, yes, we do need to have such thoughts about how to be joined together after such a thing happens or during it. So the Restore America plan has its place. So
I agree with that. And but it's just like most conservative movements. It's so hard to get other conservatives to join the party. You know, everyone kind of thinks they have the answer. So I think they're desperately trying to spread the word and get more people to see the solution as they see it. And I think they've got a wonderful idea. We've got to go back to the Constitution, and we've got to and we're not going to do it internally. So it's going to
And you know, one of the really encouraging things is, Jay, is the candidacy of Rick Perry, governor of Texas. Now, I don't trust him at all. I mean, I think he's as phony as a $3 bill. He's cultivating the Christians. But what he's doing, listen to what he's saying. And he is talking about how terrible the Federal Reserve System is, how, of course, Bernanke ought to be tried for treason. And then he makes all of these right-wing statements. Why is he doing that? Why? Because he knows there are an awful lot of people who want that. He is simply reading a script. But Ron Paul's remark was, this fellow, Rick Perry, makes me look like a moderate. And basically, they know that there's a significant number of people, whether it's a majority, I don't know, but a significant number of people who know what's going on, who are disillusioned with it. They're looking for a leader. And I'll tell you, Rick Perry's certainly a handsome guy. Apparently, if you go to the Alex Jones website, a lot of women think so because he's had, at least according to that website, an awful lot of very sleazy affairs. But go right ahead. Anything else, Jay?
No, thank you very much.
Okay, very good. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But right now, the media has picked Rick Perry. He's only been in the race a little over 9 days since he declared his candidacy. And yet, of course, he has been declared as one of the two leaders of the battle for the Republican nomination. Why is that? Because the media controls what you read, what you hear, what you see, and ultimately what you believe. It's about time people quit relying upon the media and started thinking on their own. Would you agree with that, Ron?
Absolutely. In fact, I've got some real good clients that are activists in Texas, and they've kind of told me a lot about Rick Perry. It seems to me what he's trying to do is exactly what George Bush did. He tried to represent himself as an unestablishment, so they moved him down to Texas, and he came across as a devout Christian, so he drew the Christian right to him as a perceived anti-establishment guy. Of course, he was anything but that. That's exactly what Rick Perry is doing, you know, with his big thing down in Houston. In fact, my friends down there told me that the state legislature in Texas, on two, maybe even three occasions, passed pieces of legislature to try to stop this corridor, you know, this North American Union corridor they were building through Texas. And every time, from what I understand, Rick Perry just vetoed it and circumvented it. So he's certainly one of the establishment types, and he's not, you know, what he's trying to represent himself as.
Well, he's even been to a Bilderberg meeting, so you don't get ordinarily an invitation to a Bilderberg meeting, and you know, unless you at least have some sympathies in their direction. Although I do have one friend who actually was invited to one meeting. He was only invited to one, never invited back again. But, of course, most of the people are there for a specific purpose because they are going to have an influence sometime in the future. Certainly we know that Edwards was actually invited to the Bilderberg meeting, and then, of course, he ran for the presidency, ended up as the vice presidential candidate. And, of course, his career, fortunately, is just about over. But he was only a scurrilous individual, and yet he was the Bilderberg's choice to become the president at one time. Well, certainly, I think we're living in very perilous financial times. And what should people be doing with their money, Ron?
Well, they've just got to get out of paper assets because, you know, when you look at it from the big picture, the establishment or the people that are orchestrating their quote-unquote New World Order, you can't have a socialist society if you have a strong middle class. So for the last 30, 40 years at least, the establishment is trying to break the back of the middle class, and you can see over the last 10, 15 years how they've really done that. You know, I think I shared on the show before, if someone would have told me 30 years ago that they could send all of our jobs overseas and all of our technology and throughout that 20-year period create the illusion of prosperity, I said, that's impossible. But that's exactly what they did, but they did it with bubbles. And they created the dot-com bubble, and when that collapsed, it took a lot of people's wealth. And they created the real estate bubble to replace that. Now that's collapsed. And if you just look back at the big picture, the stock market is basically where it was in 2000. Yet the dollar has lost 65% of its value, and gold, which was $250 an ounce back at that time, is up over 700%. So what it tells you is the paper system built on a mountain of debt is imploding, and people have got to wake up to what's happened to their paper assets and get out of it and get into something that's tangible and real, and it's not an IOU note of someone else. Because any paper asset really has a third-party risk, and that is someone has to honor their obligation, otherwise your asset becomes worthless, and that's what's happening. Banks are defaulting, corporations are defaulting, and so people that are holding paper assets are going to get wiped out if they don't wake up.
I think you're absolutely right, and because that's why I think people should seriously consider gold, silver, platinum, palladium if they want to, but gold and silver, the old staples. People who are in insurance policies, people who are in pensions, people who are in annuities, people who are certainly in CDs, and they're going to be in real trouble when the whole house of cards comes down. Ron, once again, your telephone number?
That's 1-800-595-0561.
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, Ron. You got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, in my business, I...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine, so Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet, and we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there across America listening to us and you agree that we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, we hope that if you're not already a member of the Radio Liberty family, you'll join. And if you're not in a position to join, why, of course, that you'll at least pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. Basically, of course, we have room for about 2 more advertisers, and if a couple of you might be interested in advertising with Radio Liberty, why, of course, we do reach a lot of people, and we hope that we would be able to help you, and you would be able to help us. If you're interested, our number 1-800 844-8927. Now, I want to mention that we do actually have the copies of the Black Awakening book. Sidney Briggs' book is excellent. I should say Russ Dizdar's book is excellent. We just got them in today. That's the Black Awakening. We have a 4-CD set. It's called The Dark Awakening with interviews with Russ, Russ Dizdar and Douglas Riggs and Colin Ross, a doctor who deals with people with dissociative personalities. That's the Dark Awakening CD set, the Black Awakening book. We recommend them to you. We actually have gotten some excellent books in. We have the Dr. Cuddy's new book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. We have a book on Aleister Crowley, Prophet of Evil, by William Ramsey. He did an excellent job on this. Aleister Crowley was a Satanist. He was also a part of British intelligence. He was the organizer of OTO, his own secret society. He was a member of the Order of the Golden Dawn. He was a 33rd degree Mason for 12 years before he was asked to join the upper degrees of Masonry. We have an excellent book by William Federer, one of my favorite people. It's called Change to Chains. That's C-H-A-N-G-E to Chains, C-H-A-I-N-S, the 6,000-year quest for control. Excellent book, as all of William's books are, and we carry a number of them. And then, of course, we have Warren Smith. He'll be our guest tomorrow night, but his book on the false Christ coming, Does Anybody Care? The False Christ Coming, Does Anybody Care? And, of course, he's talking about the coming of the Antichrist, who is a disciple of the New Age. And then, of course, we've got that great book, Going Into the Background of How the CIA is Involved in the Drug Trade. The book is called The Hunt for Kunsaw. The Hunt for Kunsaw. Fascinating book. This gentleman, an investigative reporter, actually spent 6 or 8 years researching this, and none of the major publishers would carry the book. Why? Because the CIA has the people stationed with all of the publishers to make sure that nothing of any significance comes out. Well, fortunately, Ron was able to get Tryon Day, a friend of ours, to publish this. It's available. We have another nice little book. It's called Miracles in the Jungle by David Rodney, and he was a missionary in Sydney over in New Guinea. We recommend the little book. It's an uplifting book, especially in times like this. We carry, of course, Kirk McKenzie's book, Money, Defending Your Prosperity. Money, Defending Your Prosperity by Kirk McKenzie. And then, of course, we have so many other new and exciting things. We do hope you'll give us a call. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We, of course, hope that you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com. Encourage people to go there and listen to our radio programs on the Internet. Watch our DVDs. Go to the section on other DVDs on the net. And, of course, watch Building 7 come down again and again and again until you realize it was a controlled demolition. We'll be back in a moment at Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Deborah Tavares. And Deborah, how are you doing tonight?
Well, we're doing fine, Dr. Stan. We're still struggling with the plasma that we see blowing in over Sonoma County, the wine country of Northern California, from the geoengineering program that's occurring. And they're spraying a variety of very concerning heavy metals over the ocean, and they wave in over us. And we just do not have clear sky days. In fact, we don't have our vegetable garden coming in as it should. Many people don't even have their first crop of tomatoes yet. And that is a huge concern. My poor little grandchildren call the jets when they see them up flying in the sky. They're unmarked, and they call them flying devils. And what really concerned me, I came across a YouTube video on a website, and it is YouTube in Serbia, and Nikola Alinsky made some profound statements directly to the president.
Now, please tell us who this gentleman is. He's not just a Serb. What is his job?
Well, he works there. He is the director of the ecological movement of Novi Sad, and he issued an extremely stern warning to President Boris Tadak to stop importing food based upon GMO and stop the chemtrail spraying. And he issued this via YouTube video, and it has been translated into English. And it's very concerning because here we have a man in Serbia who's speaking out and saying what someone here in the United States should be saying. All of our elected officials are completely missing in action on the topic of smart meters and this overhead aerial toxic spraying. And yet there are thousands and thousands of people every day looking up in their skies and seeing the long, persistent jet contrails that waste into a thin plasma. Our skies are whited out here constantly in Sonoma County. And, you know, we can taste the metal on our lips, and we can see the dingy, dull sky. And yet when you call the various different boards, they claim that our skies are beautiful and pristine. And so they're all involved in this huge cover-up of what's happening. And what was so profound and gave many of us some hope was to hear how this man so bravely spoke up. And he talked about the recent events that surrounded the intentions for Serbia in legalizing and growing of genetically modified organisms. And he,
genetically modified food, really.
Well, he said, this is his, I'm just reading a quote from him, GMOs, genetically modified organisms. And he said that the plants must be put under public supervision and control since they betray the national interest of the Serbian people. And he's telling everybody that they must not play with the state or their lives, no matter who wants them. And it's concerning why no one here is saying that on our behalf. And he talked about the legalization of GMOs being grown in Siberia and what it would mean to the open borders. And he said to import such hazardous foods would start the biggest genocide.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is Deborah Tavares. She's simply reading some of the things that have been said by the Serbian environmentalist about the dangers of GMO food. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes. Again, this is Nicola Alinsky. He goes on to talk about his concerns for importing the hazardous foods that would start the biggest genocide of the Serbian people. And he says, quote, to those squash bucklers in charge, it was too little, or they were really in a hurry. So they came up with a new technique in which they began treating us like insects. And he yells out to the people to look up in the skies. Serbian people, look up into the skies, and you can see for yourself the traces of poisons that are coming from unmarked planes daily. Now, we have that here in Northern California and actually all over California, and yet nobody is speaking out like he is for his people. And he goes on to say, from the moment our own government signed the so-called Partnership for Peace on December 14th of 2006, the sky over Serbia became completely under the network of poison trails, with felonious planes poured daily like we are insects and not people. And he talks about how the experiments are being done like the camps during World War II. And he says that this is open genocide and that they have a traitorous government that has allowed it, and that they've their own people have been sold out in order to remain in position by the powers that be, and that they were bought by a criminal representation of foreign agencies. And then he goes on to say, do you have the right to be a coward? Can you be a coward when you and your children are constantly sprayed with poisons, of which nobody in the government will tell you what toxins are being bombarded on us? And then can you be a coward when you know that this traitorous team sold you and surrendered you to the mercy and disfavor of the most felonious organization in the world? He goes on to declare that he, the director of ecology movement in Serbia, which is the only organization that is advocating and fighting for the protection of the health and life of the population, cannot and will not be silent anymore. And he's publicly demanding that the Army of Serbia constitutionally defend its people and its skies over Serbia. We
All
should
right,
be...
hold that thought. Hold that thought, Deborah. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, yeah, this is Dr. Stan. You know, for the average individual, it's very difficult to believe that they would actually be spraying toxins on the American people, that they would actively be destroying the health of the American people. And of course, if you look at what's going on logically, it's totally illogical. Unless you understand there really are people who feel that there are too many people in the world that want to kill the vast majority of them. And basically, if you've ever been to the Georgia Guidestones, as I have, and seen the inscription there calling for maintaining the world population at 500 million, humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature, and you understand that there are 7 billion people in the world today, they're talking about killing well over 90% of the people. And there really are people. This is not imaginary. Listen to what Bill Gates says. Listen to what Ted Turner says. Listen to what Jacques Cousteau says. And all of this information is available on the Internet. There really are people who want to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world. And what better way to do that than to destroy the air, to destroy the water supply, to destroy the soil, to destroy the plants and the trees? Why, ladies and gentlemen, do you think that the Rockefeller Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Monsanto, which creates these GMO foods, and a few others, have invested millions of dollars in the Doomsday Seed Bank up off the coast of Norway and in a little island there in caves, you know, where the seeds will remain suddenly frozen. They put in large supplies of good seeds. They're there from when they begin all over again. They really do intend to utilize the GMO foods to destroy our population, and trust GMO foods is simply part of it, are simply the material they're putting in the, what they're spraying into our food and water, what's in the food already. There's so many things in our food that are there intentionally to destroy the lives of our people. In fact, a good friend, Betty Martini, who has been battling the aspartame in our food for many years, almost 20 years, was told by a high official in the FDA, and she, in a recent email, even gave the man's name, why it's all about population control. We're putting the aspartame in the food because there are too many people in the world. It's about population control. And if you read the writings of many of these people we're talking about, and if you haven't got my Population Control Agenda monograph, you need to get it and read it, you realize that this is what it's really all about. They want to kill off the vast majority of people in the world. Well, go right ahead, Deborah, because they're in the process of doing it, and all we can do is sound the alarm, because, of course, until the American people really care about generations unborn who are intentionally being killed with, of course, the vaccines, with the food additives, with the spraying, with what they're putting in the water. Why, of course, until people begin thinking and begin looking at the sky and watching the planes go over, and of course, you say, well, those are just contrails. Well, contrails disappear. These do not disappear quickly. They spread out, and eventually they coalesce, and you have, of course, this overcast appearance of the sky. And if you analyze what's going on, you'll find out that there is an increased aluminum coming down. I've actually seen and touched some of the gelatinous material myself. It's not imaginary. It's real. And, of course, basically, why, of course, is they are actually doing this, because they want to destroy our health. And if you measure the aluminum in the soil, it's increasing. You measure the aluminum in the snowpack on Mount Shasta, it's increasing. You measure the aluminum in the water, it's increasing. And, of course, aluminum is one of the most toxic substances in the world for the health of the American people. Deborah, you go right ahead.
Yes. Also, we have been noticing in the mornings that we have some sticky residue on our porches, and our neighbors do as well. And recently I asked someone that works on a used car lot if they notice unusual stickiness on the cars. I figured since they have to clean these cars on a regular basis, maybe they're going to notice some things. And he sort of paused and looked at me and said, you know, yes, that you mentioned that. And so I, of course, referred him to ToxicSky.org, which is an excellent website that talks about the many number of toxins that are being sprayed over us every day. It also talks about the enormous tree decline and foliage decline throughout the state. But I noticed something interesting in our PG&E service brochure that is online. PG&E is the electric service company for the Northern California area. And in this smart energy brochure, they talk about when you sign up for that program, you can give a tax-deductible contribution towards preservation of the coastal redwood trees. And I thought that was unbelievable because, of course, PG&E and several other large utility providers are actually participating in this weather modification program. And it's just unbelievable that they create such a hideous problem and then continuously ask us to fix it. They're blaming all of this on us. And, of course, Ted Turner is doing the circuit right now. He is absolutely telling everybody that people are the cause for global warming.
Why don't you tell us briefly about the meeting you went to where Ted Turner spoke and what he actually said?
Yes, well, that's actually also on a YouTube video. People can go to YouTube and key in Terrible Ted Turner. They can watch the YouTube, and then they can go to some of the additional links where he is on the tour saying this. But he was telling people at a venue here in the wine country of Northern California in April of this year that we are the cause of global warming. There are too many people using too much stuff. And he went on to say that there needs to be a reduction in population. He's concerned we're at a catastrophic time, a tipping point, that we just can't go on as we are, and said we need to have a reduction of 95%.
95% of the population?
Yes.
What sort of response did he get from the public when he said that?
Well, it was shocking. I was there in the audience. Actually, a couple women clapped, and no one else did. I was looking at people's body language. I think, as I said in the video, that many people may have been startled. Some people may have been doing the math. I don't know. It was not... It was kind of a very solemn moment for most people. I was shocked, but then I became more shocked because he followed up the 95% reduction with the reason that this would occur is that there would be a tremendous inability to get food or water, and people would start starving. And in the chaos of starvation and all of the commotion that would be involved around the hideous aspects of dying through starvation, he said that there would be massive cannibalism. And I looked around just to see people's reactions. Again, you can watch that on Terrible Ted Turner on the YouTube, and you can also Google some of Ted Turner's other conversations about depopulation.
Well, do we actually see Ted Turner saying that, or simply just to mention what he did say?
Well, I am relating what he did say, and you can see the audience there. It was filmed by National Geographic. I did go to the winery that hosted this event and asked them for that footage. They had parts of his footage on their website, but of course not the entire verbiage about the 95% reduction. National Geographic has that. But you can see that he is saying this, and he is on the tour saying this, and he's actually on some of the other videos being interviewed face-to-face where he's saying this. And so I think people just think that that is just so evil that they can't imagine that being possible. But it is the venue of Agenda 21, which we now are starting to refer to as Atrocity 21. When you realize that it is a depopulation, well, population management through depopulation and now. And they have all kinds of slow kill devices occurring right now, and the skies are one of them. And Nikola in Serbia is profoundly, telling the president that he's going to hold them responsible and that he's asking the army to stop and help protect the people. And he's asking that, he's demanding that the army of Serbia constitutionally defend its people and its skies over Serbia, and that they should take down the unmarked planes and the criminals who are carrying out genocide over their population. And he also goes on to say that the Serbian army back in 91 had an excuse for betraying the people and the state, explaining that it was a political group army. But he says he's asking them today with an open heart, whose army are you now, since you allow complete and public poisoning of your own people by spraying from the sky with unmarked planes of the most felonious organization in the world? And he says, are you aware of the consequences of betrayal? And do you think that your children will not breathe the sprayed poisons and that they will not be exempt from this ongoing genocide? And this man is holding the soldiers accountable. He's asking them to please defend the people from the skies overhead. And don't wait. He says, don't wait for the command of the treacherous management, because when they give the command, they will be no more. In other words, he's horrified that the commands from the treacherous management at this point will just increase the poisons and just create genocide right then and there.
Hold that thought, Deborah. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. We need to get this information out. We need your help. We'll be right back. Deborah, you go right ahead.
Yeah, he goes on to demand.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Trails and whether they're chemtrails, whether they're contrails, suddenly they put things into the jet fuel that suddenly are toxic. But there are also planes that are actually up there. They're suddenly not jet, they're not commercial planes. Are there CIA private contract planes that are actively spraying? Now you say, if this is going on, why hasn't somebody come forward and told about it? Well, basically because if you work for the government and you come forward and tell the truth, they'll put you in prison, or, ladies and gentlemen, they will kill you. And we can give you example after example of what happened to the people who knew about what happened on September 11th. Go back and look at Jimmy Walters. We interviewed Jimmy Walters. He, of course, wanted to try to make the people understand that the attack on September 11th, the buildings came down because of controlled demolition. He spent $8 million of his own money running ads in newspapers and television in New York City. And he convinced about half the population that it was a controlled demolition. And all you need to do is study the way the buildings came down. It's obvious it's a controlled demolition, especially Building 7. They threatened Jimmy Walters. The pattern of threats and intimidation until they put a large boulder on the hood of his car right there in New York City, and he got the message. He's hiding in Europe today. Same thing happened with Michael Rupert. They harassed him. They threatened him. They tried to poison him. They infiltrated his office. It turned out his best friend was an FBI informant. Why was the FBI trying to get him? because he was informing the people about what really happened on September 11th. As only William Rodriguez has had numerous threats against his life. Barry Jennings had numerous threats against his life before he died under very mysterious circumstances. And when a detective was actually hired to find out what happened to Barry Jennings, wife Chris says, this woman, detective, returned the money the following day, the retainer, and said, never contact me again. I will never tell you what I found, but this is not something I want to be involved. Barry Jennings was in building number 7. Go up on the internet. You can see the interviews with Barry Jennings. He will tell you about the explosions in building 7 early in the morning at 10:30, 11 o'clock. Numerous explosions in building 7 long before the afternoon. Why were there explosions in Building 7? Because there were explosives in Building 7, and that's what brought it down. It's obviously a controlled demolition. Watch Building 7 come down. If they would kill all those people, and what makes you think they wouldn't kill billions of people? In fact, they already killed billions of people, prevented their births in China, in India, throughout the world, the United States. We've killed 53 million unborn children. But how many lives have we prevented? Certainly with our contraceptive programs. And they actually infected 2 billion people with hepatitis B throughout the world using dirty needles in a vaccination program. And all shucks, they just didn't know what they were doing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with evil people. Until you understand there really is evil in the world, very little going on makes sense. Once you understand it, it all makes sense. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and they're stepping up the genocidal programs. We have something called geoengineering of the atmosphere. Well, is there any evidence of it? Yes, go to Roslyn Peterson's website. You've been there many times, haven't you, Deborah?
I have. It's CaliforniaSkyWatch.com.
CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. You'll find literally hundreds of scientific references and government studies talking about the geoengineering of our atmosphere.
And she also has a wonderful alert page and with bullet points talking about symptoms that people will generally feel. And that would include many problems such as asthma and eye irritations and skin irritations. Certainly raspy throats. Most people I know generally have raspy throats. And pneumonia-like symptoms. These are from the toxic chemical particles that are released. And there are also a tremendous amount of increased molds, mildew, and viruses. In fact, here in Northern California, we have a beautiful old redwood grove called Armstrong Woods. Somewhere, it's very, very close to the Bohemian Grove, which is Bilderberg West, the place where all of the elites gather once a year. And we drove through the grove of Armstrong Woods here recently, and those beautiful red trunks of the redwoods are all just covered with molds and mildews. And they're in decline because we're being told that all the little sprouts that are shooting up around the base are the tree's attempt to survive. They are getting hit by...
Hold that thought. I number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. Oh,
Hi, this is Dr. Stan back here. Of course, I guess it's Deborah Tavares. And Deborah, you go right ahead.
Yes, I wanted to continue with the list of alerts that people will notice as a result of this covert operation that our government is missing in action in telling anyone. In fact, they're aiding and abetting these toxins that are being sprayed over us. And it's shocking. It is shocking. It includes lack of vitamin D associated with a number of health risks. Rickets are increasing with children.
No, but this is because, of course, of the cloudy skies, so that you're not getting the direct sun rays.
Yes.
You need the direct sun for your body, your skin, to manufacture vitamin D3. Go ahead.
Yes, and also very surprising, too, not so surprising when you think of the plasma or the thin vellum of clouds that persist in our sky almost every single day, that reduces the solar panel power production. And I'm understanding that reduction is somewhere between 35% and 50% reduction. Here we're being told to install solar panels, and they're laying up a coating of plasma, which we're not able then to benefit by the full sun's ability to power our solar panels, which are expensive. And then, of course, the decline in the trees, increasing acid rain, our contaminated air and soil and water, and all the dead and dying trees now, plus the fact that the jets are flying and just the emissions from this increased flying over us is an added
problem.
Hold
that thought, Doug. Our guest is Deborah Tavares. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Deborah, before you go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website or to other websites that would give people information about what's going on. Now, I know that you are associated with an excellent website on the smart meters, which, of course, is simply part and parcel of this whole effort to lower the living standards of the American people, to control our consumption of electricity, to monitor us, to actually be able to control what goes on within our homes, to increase our exposure to radiation, because some people are extremely sensitive to it. And, of course, this is a very special type of radiation, a pulse electromagnetic radiation, which they guarantee is not harmful, but it certainly is harming many people. Go right ahead.
Well, that's absolutely right.
The
website is refusesmartmeters.com, refusesmartmeters, singular or plural, .com. We've recently posted on our site a number of very, very important documents, the technocracy papers by Patrick Wood. So I ask and urge everyone to go there. We also have an excellent YouTube video up on surveillance and how this is actually breaching wiretapping laws, and that can be found on Refuse Smart Meter, as well as this military document that talks about the intention to cause harm with this low-pulsed radiation that is part of the smart meter technology. But also, of course, the smart meters are smart dynamics. It's a smart growth technology, and it's being used to control and monitor all human action and activity. And that gives the central authority, or as we like to call it, Big Brother, control over all our electrical use. They're going to be able to shut our utilities off if you're out of favor with them. And the same monitoring actually is coming now for water. We're in a tremendous amount of trouble, and we've been attending many of our local city meetings. We've recently been really battling against ICLEI, and that is ICLEI, which stands for International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. And the majority of cities here in Northern California have signed up under ICLEI, which is under UN Agenda 21, or Atrocity 21. And it is mismanagement of water supplies, complete managed control over our lives. They're looking at creating inaccessible open space. And there's a map in the booklets that show the United States Wildlands Project, which is unbelievable. when you see how they're going to be moving us off of the rural lands into stack and pack 'em government type housing. And that'll, of course, increase the traffic congestion. Maybe not. They want us all out of our vehicles. But PG&E, our electric company up here in Northern California, was at the Agenda 21 conference and was an original supporter in Rio de Janeiro back in 1991. And getting back to the whole atmospheric situation, a few more comments about that. We are going to, of course, have reduced photosynthesis, which has definitely lowered crop production. And as we've been talking about, an increased decline in all the trees' health. But a very interesting law that we've talked about before, Dr. Stan, is Public Law 95-79, Title 50, Chapter 32, Section 1520, and it's entitled Chemical and Biological Warfare Program. And it allows the use of human subjects will be allowed for the testing of chemical and biological agents by the U.S. Government of Defense, according to congressional committees, with respect to the experiments and studies. The Secretary of Defense may conduct tests and experiments involving the use of chemical and biological warfare agents on civilian populations within the United States.
Oh, shades of Dr. Mengele. I'm sure Dr. Mengele never even had that much of an opportunity with the German people, but we have it right here in the United States. If you doubt this sort of thing goes on, you need to get what we call the Rockefeller Committee Report, 1994. They did everything they could to suppress this report. In fact, I even tracked down the woman who wrote it for the Veterans Administration. It was published by the U.S. Publishing House at the U.S. The department that actually publishes these things. They only printed 35 copies for the entire nation. I said, why would you only print 35 copies of this report? The fellow said, well, they're just so expensive to print. So we bought up 25 of them, and we actually, of course, printed ourselves. We can print it for relatively little. It's an official government report. I tracked down the woman who did this report about the experiments done on American troops without their knowledge, on the American population and public without their knowledge, and she was afraid. She was afraid. She was afraid to come on to my program. Go right ahead.
Well, fear is part of what is occurring as people are wakening up to this horrific atrocity of Agenda 21 and realizing that the end goal is to manage the population by reduction and reduction by killing us off by through a variety of implementations, which they are doing now. It's horrifying. People are going through depression and shock and awe and disbelief. And really at that point, once they realize it's true, because once you do realize it's true, you can't go back to your life as it was. And you see it all around you. You see the various implementations in progress with the massive vaccination programs that they're having over throughout the state of California. They've now just said that the adults are ready now for their flu vaccines. They're just announcing one method of kill after another, and the skies are just miserable every day. Very important to know what actions, though, people can take regarding the skies. There are petitions on toxicsky.org. That will get you over to CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. And just because that says CaliforniaSkyWatch.com, this is what's happening all over the nation. In fact, it is all over the world, as you heard me discuss in Serbia. This is a worldwide weather modification program.
But it's not only weather modification, it is also toxicity poisoning the public, because basically the aluminum is getting into the soil, it's getting into the plants, it's getting into our bodies, it's getting into our minds, it's getting into our brain. Aluminum is one of the most toxic substances we know of, and it's infecting all of us. And people do not understand. They are intentionally poisoning the American people with aluminum in Sydney in vaccines and in the sprays, with mercury in the vaccines, with lead in our drinking water. And they know exactly what they do because the fluoride in the drinking water, they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know until it's far too late.
Yes, that's true. And aluminum has been shown to produce significant brain inflammation, and it can disrupt early brain development with our children, which means the children that are exposed to aluminum during their first 5 years are at great risk. But what people can do is they can go and sign a petition. More importantly, everybody needs to become very, very active in your local community affairs, meaning that you should go to your city council meetings, your county board of supervisors, start watching for things like sustainability. There are lots of buzzwords, and if you go to freedomadvocates.org, that is an excellent website. Again, that's freedomadvocates.org. They take you through all of the different programs that are being foisted up on us through our city and county governments right now. And very important to check to see if your city is contemplating signing up under ICLEI. Again, that is the International Council for Foreign Local Environmental Initiatives. We have found all of our cities here in Northern California have signed on to that, which is why we're suddenly now starting to see a shift from our local governments having the kind of local control and ability to make decisions. We're finding now that there's a group called San Francisco Bay Area Coalition, and they're trying to lay over a regional plan for this entire Northern California everywhere, where all the houses are designed to look the same. They're moving us off of rural lands around areas where there are train tracks. They're envisioning smart trains. We have a group here that is now trying to debunk the sales tax that we voted in for a smart train because it's 50% under budget for what they had originally thought. And that's with now shortening this track. It is a dark hole. It's government funding. It's grants.
It's under budget. It's really going to cost about $200 billion for this.
Yes, absolutely. And we're just finding things. It's a nonstop cascade of Agenda 21 or Atrocity 21. Everything that we're finding that's so demonic and just so evil is under that umbrella, under Agenda 21. And again, a wonderful website to go to would be freedomadvocates.org. And I know, Dr. Stan, you have some excellent material that we've certainly become educated with reading and listening to as well.
Well, let me just point out that, of course, Michael Shaw, who is the a person who puts up Agenda 21, will be a speaker at our conference. Rosalind Peterson, who is the woman who puts up California Skywatch, will be a speaker at our conference. This is the 23rd of October. We do hope if you're out across America, you're going to be planning on coming. All-day conference. We start at 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll go until about 6 o'clock in the evening. We're going to be serving lunch. We hope you can come. We usually get a good crowd out. Give us a call if you want to get your reservations. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we're going to bring in some excellent speakers from across America. But Michael Shaw will be there speaking on ICLEI, speaking on Agenda 21, or the atrocious Agenda 21. And then, of course, Sydney Rosalind Peterson, who probably is the most knowledgeable person on the geoengineering, on the contrails, on what's going on. Rosalind Peterson will be our featured speaker as well. So again, if you want to get to your reservations, don't put them off, especially if you're going to have to get a hotel room, because they will cancel the hotel rooms at the end of September. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Come and bring as many people as you can. Vitally important information. Go right ahead.
Well, also what we find, too, is people are waking up to the atrocity of this agenda and how quickly it's ramping up. It's really wonderful to be around people that are also understanding what is happening. This is genocide, and it's very hard to live day to day when you understand what is going on, and you need to be empowered with the actions that you can take. For example, with the smart meters, people now are actually building cages, and they need to be very, very sturdy. We had a situation today in Southern California on a property that they had a ring around the meter, and they had actually locked up the box that the meter was in. It was in like a closet, and when they came to change that one meter out, it was the only meter left on a property of about half a dozen other meters that had not yet been changed. The utility company actually came with bolt cutters against the tenant's wishes, cut the lock off the exterior of the cabinet. The person had their car parked very close to the cabinet. They were told by that utility person, which was Southern California Edison, to move their car or it would likely get scratched. They did not remove their car. That person working for Southern California Edison continued to squeeze in between the open doors that were opening up against the car to change out the last analog meter that was locked up in that box with a no smart meter sign next to it. So they are becoming very emboldened. They are using force. This person was taking photographs and telling that utility personnel person to leave, and that fellow was intimidating to the point where this person was shaking, didn't know how to respond, had never been treated that way by anybody. This is a Gestapo-type arrangement that's happening to all of us. And what many people now are doing is they are really putting up a very substantial barrier around their analog meters as an anti-vandalism device to keep their analog meters. Because once the meter is taken off, your utility company is not going to replace it. But there are a growing number of people that are now purchasing analog meters, the original meters, from electrical supply shops. And there's talk of a number of people changing their meters out. In fact, up in our service area, there have been a number of people who have gotten so sick that they've been living in tents outside of homes that they're paying mortgages on because they cannot withstand the RF and EMF factor. We also,
and I think that, Deborah, it's important to understand everybody is not this sensitive to the electromagnetic waves, but some people are. And actually, you go up on the internet, you'll actually find that there are people, there's organizations of people who are extremely sensitive to the electromagnetic waves of cell phones, and of course, the type that you're going to see coming out of these smart meters. They know what they're doing, and of course, basically, they know that this increases the incidence of cancer. It is not simply imaginary and hysterical talk. All sorts of information, check it out on the internet. You'll find all of the studies up there. So many of them will point out the dangers of cancer associated with the electromagnetic waves. They know what they're doing. They have a population-controlled agenda monograph. And when you understand they really intend to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world, you better get involved. You better help us get the information out. Go to the internet, just pull down the Population Control Agenda Monograph. The Population Control Agenda Monograph, it's on the internet. Put in my name, go to our website, get a copy, and circulate it. Vitally important. Remember, men and women become accomplices of the evils they fail to oppose. And if you're not involved, then you're part of the problem, and you will have nobody to blame when your children's lives are destroyed. Deborah, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Yes, one final thing with regarding the smart meters. We've just now realized that in...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
October 23rd in North Shore, Monterey Bay, when Rosalind Peterson and Sidney Michael Shaw will be here. And I hope very much that Deborah Tavares will be down there as well and getting her information. Now, we have an excellent DVD. I should say we have an excellent four-tape set on smart meters. We have a book on smart meters. We have a book on Agenda 21. It's called By Stealth and Deception. We have my talk on Agenda 21. It's called Suddenly the Sustainable Development and the Road to World Order. The Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government. We have a Sustainable Development syllabus that has information that you need to get. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set on sustainable development, another one on population control, a talk called Population Control Reduction Plan, Population Control Reduction is the exact title. We also have another talk on DVD, None Dare Call It Genocide. None Dare Call It Genocide, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. I want you to know we do have end copies now of the Black Awakening. This is Sandy Rushdizdar's book about the Manchurian candidates out there who've been programmed by government forces and by satanic covens. and because the CIA and the Covens work very closely together. There is a section of the CIA deeply involved in the occult. So Ian Fleming encountered that during the Second World War. That's why he wrote his James Bond novels talking about Spectre. He was talking about Spectre, and he was, of course, James Bond understood the occult, and he died at a very, very young age. Isn't that interesting? Ian Fleming died at a very young age, at the peak of his career. Happens so often to people who begin to become involved with these dark spiritual forces. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to hear my talk on the dark secret, my talk on the forbidden secret, and they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest the syllabuses to go with them. You need to be able to verify what we're talking about. You need to understand the president's annual message, basically the message he gives, the president gives when he first assumes the presidency. And you need to hear what George Bush really said. Read his words very, very carefully, because he tells you exactly what's going on. The only trouble is you didn't hear what he said. You don't remember when he talked about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm, not once, but twice in his first inaugural address. Who in heaven's name is the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm? He entered the speech with that phrase. What was he talking about? Well, that's why you need to get my talk on the dark secret and, of course, the forbidden secret. So our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. Let me remind you, my ministry is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, my number is 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to help us, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We hope, of course, that if you may have a product you'd like to advertise, why, you can always contact us. We have about 2 slots now for advertisers, and that'll be all filled again. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and pray for our ministers, because they should be leading this battle. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.